Great morning, Royal Court, number 29 of 30. So we're on to figuring out a little more things about random acts of kindness or royal acts of kindness. And we only have one more day of these Fail-Safe Fridays to talk about this. So I want to just give you some things that I'm reading that, you know, just some ideas that we can do and, you know, just steps. You wouldn't think that we'd need steps to be kind. You guys are mostly kind. I don't know that I am, so I have to read about being kind. But number one says, be kind. Kindness as an attitude is infectious, and when you're willing to share your kindness, others will be inspired by your example and think about doing something as kind themselves. So fan the flame by being kind to everyone. You know, gosh, isn't it just nice when you see somebody that is kind, like at the store or whatever? It really does make your day. Be thoughtful. Random acts of kindness can be shown through thoughtfulness about the needs of others. How many times do you wish someone could have been more thoughtful before they did or said something? So just try to be the example of this to follow for others. For instance, like, put someone else first. If you get to the grocery store checkout line at the same time as someone else, you can decide to smile and wave them through first. And when you're stuck in traffic and the last thing you want to do is to let a car get in front of you, just remember somebody else had to let you in. So repay that favor to the next person. I think that is fantastic. Use your manners as a form of kindness. Manners aren't dead. They've just been forgotten in many ways. Yet manners are the bedrock of courtesy and kind relations. And their use is an indication of respect for others. Hold the doors open for others. Hold an umbrella over someone in the rain. And be on time for everyone you promise to meet. Say thank you whenever anyone does something for you. Be grateful and let them know it. Gosh, that goes a long way. Give out your compliments generously. Praise your child for his or her good skills and good thinking, and make it something out of the blue that you've noticed, rather than the run-of-the-mill schoolwork or chores. Write a handwritten note to a friend or a family member telling them how much you care about them. Number five, think about people who quietly make a difference in your community and thank them. Now that's, you know, that's like the trash, the people that pick up trash, janitors at your child's school. Pop over to your neighbor's house with a freshly baked cake. Yes, your neighbor is an important part of your community, and they make a difference just by being about. So acknowledge their importance and the role in your life. Number six, cheer up the lonely. This is huge. Lonely people are everywhere in all walks of life of all ages. Helping lonely people feel wanted is a hugely rewarding act of kindness. So write a letter to a stranger. Pay for someone else's coffee in the queue. Visit a retirement home and spend time talking to the residents. You could offer to read to them or sing for them or get involved in, reading stories and things like that. Volunteer. This is a big one. You know, you could make up food parcels for people in need. You can clean up, maybe, you know, pick up some litter in their yard. You know, just you just never know. Do you ever see homeless people and feel overwhelmed by your inability to make a difference? Even if you can't save them all, you can do a lot with one small act. Maybe you could buy a pair of gloves or dig up an old blanket and give them to someone who's living in the cold streets, to an organization that serves the homeless. I think that is worthy. Showering a coworker with kindness, offer to take them to lunch, or finish off something for them so they can go home early for their kid's birthday party. You know, if your coworker's having a horrible day, buy them some flowers or give them a warm hug to make them feel better. Everyone needs just a little extra love sometimes. So those are great things. Share a little wealth around. Why not surprise someone completely by paying for something they weren't expecting you to pay for? Here's some fun suggestions. Pay for coffee at the table next to you at a local cafe. Pay for the movie tickets of the people in the line behind you. Pay for the entrance fee for some children or their parents waiting to get into the zoo. Pay for the parking for the next car to yours. I love that. Feed the meter. Give your family a break. There's a lot of kind things that you can do for your loved ones. Some of these things can include giving them a break from the more mundane chores around the house so they can do something different for a change. Make them breakfast in bed, wash their car, do the weeding while family members at work, promise to do the dishes for a week, things like that. Hold a friend's night in. Order pizza for everyone and play board games or watch movies together. Treat them to a special cake at the end in honor of their friendship that each of you share together. That's sweet. Send a message. Write down your favorite poem or happiness, or jot down some thoughts and hope, then leave it somewhere for a stranger to find. You could also leave a message in your favorite book you've enjoyed, letting someone else know that they can have the book to read and hope that they love it as much as you did. Leave the book somewhere for them to find it. 13. This one's huge. Forgive. forgive. You'd be amazed at the ripple effect an ounce of forgiveness can have in your life and the lives of others. Unburden yourself of the past and think kind thoughts again about that person. And number 14, share a smile. That is so huge. Just share a smile when meeting a new person or even chatting with an old one. Express joy. Show that you're happy to be with them and that they make you feel happy. It'll turn a grumpy person around. And expect nothing. The greatest act of kindness is the one that you freely give. Make it great, Royal Court.